Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Monday, July 10th, 2023. Stand up for your country. So this week, we are going to continue our investigation into the Biden family finances. If you were with us last week, you know we've made a lot of progress here. We're breaking stories almost every day. I had a column yesterday, and it's still posted on BillO'Reilly.com, bringing you up to date. If you have not followed us, all you have to do is read that column. It's free for everybody. BillO'Reilly.com, and you'll be with us. If you are a premium or concierge member on BillO'Reilly.com, you can get transcripts of every broadcast free. So tonight, for the talking points, we're going to deal with what Congress is doing. Remember, the Justice Department wants no part of this investigation. So it's up to Congress to enlighten the American people about what is going on. So there are three investigations in the House: Oversight, Judiciary, Ways and Means. And they're working together. They're all probing what happened, how much money went into the Biden family, on and on and on and on. There are no hearings, formal hearings this week. However, FBI Chief Christopher Wray is set to testify on Wednesday, 10 a.m., House Judiciary Committee, and I'm sure he's going to be asked some questions about this. I mean, crazy if he isn't. And we're all over that, okay? Now, Wray, as I mentioned before, has a tendency to say, I can't say anything, it's under investigation, every time. It's like the Fifth Amendment, okay? That's what he usually does, Wray. And I'm not expecting him to do anything different, but maybe he'll surprise us and look out for you and me and bring us up to speed on why the FBI is now perceived to be a corrupt institution, which is tragic for this country. So that's a big day on Wednesday. Okay, so right now we have two IRS whistleblowers in play. You probably know this. One is named Gary Shapley. He's already testified under oath. And another unidentified IRS agent who is expected to testify shortly. Okay? And these people basically say that Hunter Biden got lenient treatment, that they weren't really interested, they, the Justice Department, in finding out what he did and how he did it. That's the testimony by these two whistleblowers. There is another FBI informant who is anonymous, confidential, who has gone to Senator Grassley of Iowa and Congressman Comer of Kentucky and alleged the FBI has information about the Biden family and about the president himself. Now, remember, due process is very, very important here. Very important. can't convict based on allegations. That's not fair. It's not right. We don't do that. But this is mounting. It's building. Okay? Now, as far as the Justice Department is concerned, Merrick Garland, and we have proven that, he doesn't want to know. And there's nothing you can do about that other than impeach Merrick Garland, which may happen. And once again, if articles of impeachment are brought up against the Attorney General, they would start in the House. I believe they would pass, but then they go into the Senate controlled by the Democrats and they wouldn't convict Merrick Garland. But the exercise on why Garland's being impeached would force the media to cover the story because the story is not being covered now. Media doesn't want any part of Hunter Biden or Joe Biden's finances. They won't cover it. So we showed you what NBC News did last week. They interviewed Biden. No questions about Hunter. Over the weekend, Fareed Zakaria, CNN, he interviewed Biden. No questions about Hunter. Roll the tape.
Finally, Mr. President, you've often said when people ask you about your age, just watch me. And I think a lot of people do watch you and are impressed, and they think you've been a great president.
Fawning doesn't even come close. Fareed Zakaria kissed the president's butt for about a half an hour. That's all he did. It was humiliating. Just a few years ago, maybe 10 years ago, that couldn't have happened. Zakaria would have been laughed out of the business, the media business. He didn't ask one question about Hunter, neither did NBC News. That tells me, I can't prove it, that the White House is saying you can interview Biden, but you can't ask him about Hunter or anything like that. That's what that tells me. Because surely NBC News and CNN understand that by not asking Biden about three congressional investigations, that's a dereliction of duty on their part. They have to understand it. It's just shocking. It's shocking.
This episode is made possible by PwC. A robot may not be coming for your job, but competitors are coming for your market share. At PwC, we pair the right tech with the right solutions to help you gain a competitive edge. Reimagine operations from the cloud, fuel innovation with responsible AI, and detect risks before they become headlines. That's human-led and tech-powered. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at thenewequation.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay. We were supposed to have Senator Ted Cruz on tonight. I'm going to deal with that in a final thought. We do expect him next week, but we were lucky, and I use that word literally, enough to get Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin to comment on my column that I wrote yesterday and the investigations by the House. First, I have to ask you, you are the ranking member of the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, which I think is the most important Senate committee in existence, because you have oversight on corruption, okay? And you're the second ranking member. If the Senate goes to the Republicans in 24, you'll be the chairman. The chairman now is Richard Blumenthal, the liberal Democrat from Kentucky. He doesn't want any part of this Biden stuff, correct?
No, he doesn't. And last time we were in the majority, I was chairman of the full committee, the Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs. Yeah, I was working with Senator Grassley, then chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and we were investigating Hunter Biden. I did not have the support of my Republican colleagues on my committee, or we didn't have the support of our conference to, for example, subpoena the Bidens. Thought it was too political in 2020.
Why didn't the Republicans on your committee support you in issuing the subpoenas?
Well, they thought it was too political during a political campaign.
So they thought the American people would see it as a political thing and go against the Republican Party. That's it.
Right. We issued our report in September of 2020. It was widely ignored by the media, but all through 2020, both Senator Grassley and I were accused by the media, by our Democrat colleagues, of soliciting and disseminating Russian disinformation, even though our report was completely based on U.S. records, Treasury records, suspicious activity reports. You know, in September 2020, we laid out the vast web of foreign financial entanglements, the millions of dollars of transactions with CEFC, Burisma, Russia. We pretty well laid this out. The House is building on the record we provided, but the FBI was completely unhelpful. They sabotaged our efforts as well.
Unbelievable. So have you ever talked to Blumenthal about, I know there's a collegiality in the Senate, and there should be. I mean, you guys need to talk to each other, and you don't want to be yelling at each other. It's not the Civil War, the run up to the Civil War. But have you ever talked to Blumenthal and say, look, you know, just for the American people's sake, let's try to clarify all of these unanswered questions about the Biden family finances. Have you said that to him?
Senator Blumenthal wrote an article that the Washington Post ran in 2020, again, accusing us of soliciting Russian disinformation.
And all said right, that so I was, he hasn't changed his mind. He hasn't changed.
He literally said the CIA thought I was so dangerous they wouldn't even brief me. They wouldn't brief us because we'd already been briefed, for example, on Andrei Teleshenko. So no, Bill, throughout 2020, the media, our Democrat colleagues were interfering in our, and then the FBI were interfering in our investigation.
And they nothing's changed.
Disclosing what was happening to the Bidens.
Nothing's changed, even though we have whistleblowers. We have, nothing's changed at all. Nothing. They still, no. They don't, not interested, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, did you know about Fatima Graves, the wife of the U.S. attorney that we uncovered has visited the Biden White House 28 times, and her husband Matthew Graves refused to cooperate with the U.S. attorney in Delaware on the Hunter Biden situation? Did you know about Fatima Graves?
No, that was your scoop, and that's why we need investigative reporters like yourself to help us. We need the whistleblowers, and we are fortunately getting more and more whistleblowers. We have people like you that are digging up this information, building on the evidence that Senator Grassley and I put out there. But Bill, there are literally three scandals here. You have the Biden family corruption, you have the corruption of the FBI and Department of Justice, and then you, of course, have the corruption of the complicit and corrupt mainstream media who won't cover this story.
You know, it is very troubling to people. And I'm going to take ideology out of this. I mean, we want an honest country. It's beyond any reasonable doubt the FBI has been corrupted. Beyond any reasonable doubt, they have been corrupted. And now you have the media. There's nothing anybody can do about the media because the First Amendment protects the media. The corporations have taken it over. And independent journalists like me have to do the heavy lifting now because the corporations order their people not to. And there's nothing anybody can do about that. But you can do stuff about the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland. So this brings me to impeachment. You have access to the Republican-controlled House. Is that bubbling up, impeachment against Merrick Garland?
I think it's a real possibility. We're going to have to sort out who's telling the truth between David Weiss and Merrick Garland when Merrick Garland said that he had complete authority. And then David Weiss, of course, wrote two letters to Jim Jordan that are also contradictory. That in one case said that he had full authority, and then he hedges his bets on June 30th. The problem, Bill, is that the process has been set up, the procedures within FBI and Department of Justice to basically insulate themselves from scrutiny. You said it earlier in your opening there. They always use the excuse, well, there's an active investigation, so we can't share this information with Congress. Now, we were frustrated because we had the John Durham investigation. And so we couldn't get the documents that we had subpoenaed Christopher Wray to turn over, even though the President of the United States, Donald Trump, wanted those documents turned over. So again, the Department of Justice, the FBI, have insulated themselves from effective scrutiny. And how do you investigate the premier investigatory agency of
Congress has to do it. It's the only body that can do it.
Hold accountable the chief law enforcement.
Let me offer this, because I know you talked to Comer and Jordan and all of those people. You've got a situation where Merrick Garland, under oath, tells the House, look, I gave Weiss full authority in this investigation. He's under oath saying that, right? Two U.S. attorneys were requested in writing. Matthew Graves, who's we refer to with his wife Fatima going to the White House 28 times, and Martin Estrada in California, because there are allegations that Hunter Biden received foreign money in both of those places. Weiss asked both of those U.S. attorneys to cooperate, partner with him. They refused. Merrick Garland could have ordered them to cooperate. Merrick Garland is their boss. That's where you go. That's how you get Garland.
Well, and now we also have the IRS whistleblower, you know.
Okay, but wait. Let's get to that in a moment.
Okay.
Because Garland's hanging out there now. You see what I mean? This is what frustrates me. He's hanging out there saying, oh, no, Weiss had full authority when he himself could have ordered those two men to cooperate with Weiss and did not.
Right.
Now,
no,
cover up.
The reason I mentioned Shapley is he was in the meetings where basically Weiss said, I don't have the authority. So we've got, I think, enough evidence that the House should hold hearings, impeachment hearings, not only on Garland. They ought to hold impeachment hearings on Mayorkas and also on Anthony Blinken, who lied to my investigators when he said he never emailed Hunter Biden. You know, Bill, there is so much here.
Oh, I know.
To really hang these guys on. But unfortunately, I lost my chairmanship. We don't have the subpoena authority. And as you said, you know, Blumenthal, Wyden, these folks have no interest. Gary
None.
Peters, they have no interest in investigating
None.
This. So we have to rely on the House. And by the way, we're working with Comer and Jordan to provide what information
know.
We know to help them prepare for their interviews.
Now, the key question to all of this, as I wrote in my column, and again, I hope people go and take the time to read the column on BillO'Reilly.com. The real important thing is whether or not, and I want to emphasize the two words, or not, Vice President Biden, then Vice President Biden, derived money from his son and brother's activities. Did he get money? I don't see a smoking gun yet. Do you have one?
Well, I see smoke. Okay, for example, you know, we have emails from Hunter where he's emailing his daughter saying that, unlike Pop, I won't make you give me half your salary.
That could be hyperbole. You know him.
I understand. Again, right. It's smoke. You know, the other thing is, you know, this John Solomon reported this. You know, the vice president reported making $16 million once he left office. But then his financial disclosure, he only discloses assets of $3.2 million. Where did the money go? And he also doesn't tell us exactly where that $16 million came from. I mean, could that be some of the money that was disclosed in those 1023 forms?
Well, I got to get a subpoena for that.
So again, we have plenty of smoke out there.
Right.
We have a smoking gun, not yet, but there's not been a thorough investigation.
Would you do me a favor? And so I know you're busy, but sometime today, if you can get Comer and Jordan's attention, would you please tell them to subpoena Fatima Graves, the wife of Matthew Graves, the U.S. attorney in Washington, and ask her under oath what the deuce she's doing in the White House 28 times? I mean, what is that?
Absolutely. Listen, if I were doing the investigations, I would have subpoenaed a lot more people than have been subpoenaed so far. But again, they want to get the documents before they do the interviews. You know, these investigations, it's a process. It takes time. It's
not really easy. I know. But when you have that coincidence, that the word conduit, you see, they're never going to put this stuff in writing. Right. But if this woman is carrying information from the Justice Department, remember, her husband works with Merrick Garland in the same building in D.C. She's carrying information from them over to Biden and then Biden administration back to the Justice Department. I mean, come on.
Bill, it's the exact same thing Anthony Blinken used his wife for. She was the one emailing Hunter Biden, but Anthony Blinken slipped up and emailed Hunter himself when it came to Blue Star Strategies and some of the Burisma things. So again, it's a tried and true method that they use, you know, their spouses to be the conduits. So no, I will definitely bring your column up to the attention of Comer and Jordan.
Yeah, we sent it to him, but I know everybody's busy, but you got to Now is the time to focus on this thing. I mean, really micro this thing. As you know, I think you know, the Democratic Party is really worried about this. They're really worried that Biden's going to get taken down by this.
Well, they should be worried, but again, they can always rely on the mainstream media, the complicit.
But you can get a. As I said, if you impeach Merrick Garland, they have to cover that story. And then all of the evidence against Merrick Garland is put forth into the public arena. That's how you do it.
Right. Impeachment hearings are very important. You want to have the lay the predicate, have as much documentation before those hearings. And that's what they're trying to attain.
All right. You know, Senator, it's very nice of you to come on. We know how busy you are. You're welcome anytime. I'm going to stay honest because, look, it's my job. And I know the other media doesn't do their job anymore. I understand the corruption in the media. It's unprecedented in this country right now. But we're going to stay on it. And it's very nice of you to give my audience. And remember, our audience is worldwide now, Senator. We got 300 radio stations. We got DirecTV. We got the first. We got distribution on Facebook. I mean, we're a colossus now. And I don't think people in Congress understand that. So we want to funnel information through somebody who doesn't answer to Comcast or Warner Brothers Discovery or CBS. I don't answer to anybody. And that's what we want to do. And it's very, very, and you're a patriot. For coming on, explaining your point of view to the American people. Listen, we really appreciate it.
I understand. I appreciate your efforts. We need more investigatory journalists. We need more whistleblowers. We need people to come forward with the truth.
You need a John Dean inside the Biden White House. That's what you need. But I don't know if that'll ever happen. All right, Senator, we'll talk again soon, I hope. Thank you very much. Okay, President Biden, I got having trouble with my little earpiece here. That's why I'm doing all this. I don't have fleas. Dopey earpiece right there.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, President Biden is in England today. So he meets with the prime minister over there and Sunak. Sunak doesn't want the cluster bombs going from the USA to Ukraine. I don't either. I don't think that's a wise move at this point in history. And then Prince Charles III, by the way, Biden meets with him over climate change. Prince Charles III is a big climate change guy. So he had two meetings. Then he's off to Lithuania. You know where Lithuania is? One of the Baltic states, okay, right adjacent to Russia. And NATO is meeting for the next 3 days there. And that's a spit in the eye to Vladimir Putin. That's basically right up against Putin's curtain. Now, Putin has been degraded, and I'm going to get into that in a moment. So Biden's over there, and the USA is the leader of NATO because we pay most of the freight, and in the Ukraine war, most of the stuff's coming from us. Now, NATO is united in trying to downgrade Putin. No dissent. The weakest member is Germany. And the Germans are always looking out for themselves rather than the world. Always. Always have, always will. That's a country that has caused so much mayhem in this world. And now they're supposedly on the side of the good guys, but they're always annoying, to say the least. So anyway, Biden's over there, and NATO will come out with, you know, we're not going to give up. We're going to rearm Ukraine We're in for $40 billion. The taxpayers, the USA, that we're in for $40 billion going to Ukraine. Now, clusters, no. And the reason is that cluster bombs kill civilians. And the Ukrainian military can't control them. So you don't give the technology to people who can't control it. So I wouldn't give them. Tanks, yes. Defensive weapons, big heavy weapons, yes. But you don't want to be blowing up civilians inside Russia, because that then rallies the people to Putin's cause. Now, the overall strategy of degrading Putin is working, and it was a good strategy from the very beginning. It's worth the $40 billion. Those pinheads who go on and start to, you know, cut it up, you're just insane. Imagine if Putin had conquered Ukraine in 2 weeks and just cut through, and now all of Ukraine to the north, Belarus, Georgia, all of that back under the tent of Russia. Okay, they got their freedom when the Soviet Union dissolved. Now they're back. Putin's power would be 10 times more than it is now. Chinese would have seen it. They said, okay, Putin got Ukraine, we'll take Taiwan. That's what would have happened, no doubt. So it drives me crazy. There aren't many of them on television who are spouting this gibberish. Yeah, is Ukraine a corrupt country? Yeah, it is, okay? But it's fighting our primary enemy, Putin. So, you know, the enemy, the friend, what is it? The enemy of the enemy is your friend. Anyway, we're watching the Ukraine thing and annoying. But I think Putin's going down. I said that. I think he's going down. What's Hunter Biden doing now? He's 53 years old. Everybody's asked me, what's he doing now? Nobody knows. Nobody knows where he lives. He was living in Malibu, $20,000 a month. I don't know how he's affording $20,000 a month. He's not in Malibu now. Some people say he's living in a White House with his wife and daughter. I don't know. Can't find out. So he's around, but we don't know much about what he's doing. Alexander Soros, throw his picture on up. So he's taking over for his father, the villainous George Soros, who runs the Open Society Foundation. So Alexander Soros visited the Biden White House 20 times, at least 20 times. So what did he do last week? Whoa, he was busy. The busy, busy guy. On the 4th of July, there's Alexander with Bill Clinton. Both of them flew to Albania, where Clinton got an award for helping out in the Kosovo War. Okay? I'm almost 100% positive Soros picked up the private jet for that trip. Then the next day, Soros and Clinton went to the Vatican, private audience with the Pope. Okay? And the Pope gave Bill Clinton a statue of a woman holding a dove signifying a work for peace. Okay? So Pope Francis met privately at his residence with Clinton and Alexander Soros. Now, is any of this evil? No. But there's a reason this is happening. Alexander Soros is more ambitious than his villain father, George. He wants to run the Democratic Party. He wants to run it. The puppet master. There with the vice president. He has full access. Got the Clintons, got the Bidens, got all the Democratic apparatus. That's what's happening. You hear that story, anybody else? Did you know he was with Pope Francis? Did you know he was with Bill Clinton last week, all week in Europe? Did you know it? No. You didn't know it. Because the media doesn't care and won't tell you. Even if they knew it, they wouldn't tell you. University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. So the Supreme Court says you can't have it race, skin color-based admissions to colleges. University of North Carolina says, okay, we're going to let everybody in whose family makes under $80,000 a year, but not quite everybody. we're going to pay their tuition, full scholarship, $80,000 a year. If your family makes less, you get a full, but not everybody. But they can't define who's going to get let in free. We don't know yet. Okay. Who's paying this tab? You live in North Carolina? You're paying it. Okay, what's the tuition? 9,000 in-state to go to UNC, 38,000 out-state. So you're picking up the tab, all of those kids who are going free. They're pulling a fast one here. We're watching them. It's hot in the Southwest in Florida. It's hot. You know it's hot, and I feel bad. I feel your pain. I lived in Texas and Florida in the summer. Never lived in Arizona in the summer, but 120. Okay? Now, the reason this is covered on the network news every day is for global warming purposes. That's why it's covered. It's hot. It's always hot in the summer down there, but it's hotter this summer. Netherlands, this is a great story. So our foreign policy partner is dailychatter.com. And those of you who have signed up are very pleased. I get mail all the time. Daily Chatter, one word, chatter, C-H-A-T-T-E-R, dailychatter.com. So they send me this story. In the Netherlands, they are banning, all right, all cell phones and all this social media stuff in the classrooms. Okay? So smartwatches, tablets, mobile phones, January 1st, 2024, okay, coming up about 6 months from now, no more. Kids in class can't have any of that. Makes sense, right? Because the kids are, blah, 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 and they're not learning, listening to you. Not listening to you, the teacher. Should happen in the USA. Absolutely should happen. Put the stuff in your locker. When you're not in class, you can do it. But you're in class, no. You do it, it's confiscated. Netherlands. Right on. Okay. Smart life. It's a great story. Another great story. Brushing your teeth may reduce risk of dementia. This is from the Neurology Journal. It says, researchers discovered that individuals with mild gum disease and fewer teeth experience a faster rate of brain shrinkage in the left hippocampus, a crucial region responsible for language and word recall. So if you brush your teeth and keep your gums and teeth in good shape, flossing, you're less likely to be out of it when you're older. I believe it. So I brush my teeth three times a day. It's sometimes more if I'm consuming something that's not great. But morning, 2 minutes, okay? Electric toothbrush, boom, 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 okay? And then a mouthwash. I use Smart Mouth. And I have no interest in a company, but it's good. Then after lunch, I actually carry in my bag toothpaste and a little toothbrush, pop into the men's room wherever I am after lunch, boom. Then after dinner, the final floss, big time floss. Always listen to music while I'm flossing because that'll make you floss better. You're not rushed. And then 2 minutes of that. You do that and then a mouthwash overnight. You do that, your gums and your teeth will be a lot healthier. And a lot of people have hereditary problems in their mind. I know that. But believe me, I just gave you a good smart life tip. This day in history, July 10th, 1979. Chuck Berry. Do you know Chuck Berry? Chuck Berry. You should know him. Pioneer of rock and roll. Roll Chuck. Fabulous, fabulous performer. Anyway, he is sentenced, Chuck Berry, okay, to July 10th, 1979. He is convicted of evading $110,000 federal income tax, a lot back then, okay? And he gets 4 months in prison and 1,000 hours of community service, okay? Now, he basically defied the federal government by getting paid in cash. The reason I'm telling you this is because when I was on Cuomo a couple of weeks ago talking about Hunter Biden, Chris Cuomo said, oh, Hunter Biden's being persecuted, the IRS, and the IRS does this. And then I said Wesley Snipes, and then he said, well, Wesley was a conspiracy guy, or whatever, which is true. But Wesley Snipes went to jail. Chuck Berry went to jail, okay, on this day in history, 44 years ago. And another guy went to jail, Ronnie Isley. You know him? Roll it. All right, Isley Brothers. Ronnie got 3 years. All it's the same thing. All of them the same. Hunter, Wesley, Chuck Berry, Ronnie Isley. They dodged it. They dodged it. So don't give me Hunter's being selected, singled out. Bull. Okay. Got a good mail segment on a column on Biden investigations, and then a final thought about Senator Cruz. We'll be right back. Okay, let's get to the mail. We got Howard Burns, Bismarck, North Dakota. My question to you, Bill, is everyone talks about it, but nobody ever does anything about it. I'm very disappointed in the Republicans in the House and in the Senate. Constant investigations, allegations, and threats, but never any action. Okay, but you got to stair step it. You know, I think this time something's going to happen. I think. Janet Concierge, remember, Janet gets direct access to me. Good reporting, Bill, but the 1,000-pound gorilla in the room is Joe Biden, because Hunter Biden offers nothing to China, Romania, Ukraine, or Russia except his father, Joe. And that was when he was only VP, so Obama must have been in on it. No. Vice President and President's offices aren't even the same building. Obama didn't necessarily know what the grift was. I mean, he may have, but you can't say that. It's not fair. John. As we don't know what Joe Biden did to earn the cash, don't you think it's a bit premature to say acts weren't treasonous or a threat to national security? Look, I investigate on what I know. I'm not going to say it's treason or whatever if I don't know that. That means my credibility just blows up. Milton. I'm sick and tired of the two-tiered justice system. It's not supposed to be this way. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat. No one in public office be taking money for their own personal use from a foreign entity that puts our nation at risk. Very good, Nolan. Very good. This is a grift. Tiffany Carson, Tulsa, Oklahoma. My husband and I, loyal premium members, have gifted others with memberships. Thank you very much, Tiffany. Last night's broadcast, you're talking about Thursday. Regarding Hunter Biden was exceptional. Thank you for pivoting and going back to your investigative roots. You're only sorts we trust for integrity. Okay. I'm one of the few that's still doing this. There are others. John Solomon, he does it. And a few others, but most don't. And if you work in a corporate media, you can't. Yeah, not going to let you. Georgina Marty, Ocala, Florida. If not for your news program, this Hunter Biden investigation will be getting zero traction. So thank you for not letting it go. I'm never going to let it go. And if it amounts to nothing as far as the president is concerned, I will say that. Wendy Lynn Langos, my understanding is, and Wendy lives in Whittier, California. My understanding is that our Constitution and the Declaration of Independence are intertwined. No. Biden doesn't know the difference between the Declaration and the Constitution. The Declaration was basically why the United States was beginning a war to break away from England. That's Declaration of Independence. The Constitution is how the victorious country, after we defeated the king, will be run. So there's themes, but they're not intertwined. Gordon Lawson, Hanson, Massachusetts. Why aren't Republicans talking about 50% of the party who are not going to vote for Trump in a primary? Does the party think if he wins the primary, they'll vote for him in the general? I won't. You know, I don't know what people think. I just know that Donald Trump is well ahead of everybody else in the Republican primary system. All I know right now. Katie Pelicano, Glenview, Illinois. As a younger millennial, I always enjoy your take on a wide range of topics. I have thank my mom, who watched in the Chicago area since your Fox days. I found the No Spin News when I heard a few years back that she missed your show. Now she watches and I watch. I have a question I heard on several different podcasts that RFK Jr. will run with Donald Trump. No. Podcasts. When people go, you have a podcast. I'm like, no, I don't have a podcast. I have a broadcast. Don't do podcasts. Vicky Carnes, Franklin, Vermont. I've watched you since 1999, O'Reilly. You are the best. Upon watching the program Thursday, I am now upgrading concierge membership. Hundreds of people have upgraded because you get transcripts of everything that we do. And concierge is, believe me, it's an insurance policy for your life. Anything goes wrong in your life, you let me know about it, and I will try to help you. Concierge membership, BillO'Reilly.com. Richard Cavallo, Charleston, South Carolina. I bought the summer reading book special, just finished Killing the Mob and Killing the Legends on a family vacation, could not put them down. Very smart of you to buy the summer reading BillO'Reilly.com special. And I bet you the vacation was more fun because in your downtime, you could read these books, and they're all fun to read, and you learn a lot. So you get all three of them, plus a Team Normal hat, keep the sun out of your face, $32.95. Man, good deal. Blakely Berger, Indianapolis, would you possibly give a congrats to my Danish wife, Marie, who became a U.S. citizen on Thursday? Took her 10 years. Marie, we are happy to have you. And I know it must have been a long, frustrating 10 years, but you did it the right way. And now you and your husband, Blakely, and your son can build a legacy in this country. Congratulations. Killing the Witches, moving up fast on Amazon, even though it's 2 months away from release point. You order it now, you get it free. BillO'Reilly.com has it. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. You will love this book. I just got a note from a very important person who said it was my best book. But, you know, people do that a lot. But I think you're going to really like it. So I ordered that one. And then we have bumper sticker special. We have a new bumper sticker. Okay. Don't be a pinhead. One of my favorites, going back to my roots. So you get 6 bumper stickers, 2 of each. Don't be a pinhead. Atheism, nothing there. Team Normal. Okay, very low price. We just want you to have fun, okay? And, you know, put them wherever you want to put them. Don't be a pinhead, it's hysterical. And we'll send them right out to you. A little fun here, you know? Team Normal, don't be a pinhead. Atheism, nothing there. It's a little religious, but not bad. Okay, I got a final thought for you on Senator Cruz. We'll be right back.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Okay, so there's a final thought of the day. I promoted Senator Cruz for this evening. He couldn't do it, and we understand. I mean, look, these guys are super busy. And Ron Johnson really stepped up, the senator from Wisconsin, really stepped up. Anyway, Senator Cruz says he's going to come on next week. We're going to talk about, obviously, the Hunter, the Biden family finances, and he's going to introduce in the Senate Kate's Law, reintroduce it. So I want to know how that's going to go, what the wording of it's going to be, and we're looking forward to having Senator Cruz on next week, okay? All this week, we're going to continue our reporting on the Biden finances. I'm not going to be repetitive on this. I mean, we got new stuff. You get it right away. Always check the message of the day on BillO'Reilly.com. It's free for everybody. You don't have to be any membership. In the morning, we set a template for what we're going to do. But we got lots of stuff flowing in now. Lots of stuff flowing in. But it is the summertime, and Congress is going to take a long vacation. So we want to get enough stuff on the record as we can. The key component to this thing, as I said in the interview with Senator Johnson, somebody from within the Biden administration has got to come out. That's the John Dean syndrome. John Dean worked for Nixon. He's a counsel, White House counsel, turned on Nixon, stabbed him all over the place. But Nixon did bad things. Okay, and that was the end of Nixon. Anybody comes out of the Biden administration, anybody, has access to all of these conversations and stuff that went on. Access to Hunter and access to that. Over. Over. So, absolutely could happen. Thank you for watching and listening on our 300 radio stations across the country to the No Spin News. See you tomorrow.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.